We begin Simon Yotes in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Din Mash Veruach V'Talamot V'Yal V'Yov V'Aneinu. B'chayrif, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the winter we say Mash Veruach Moed HaGeshem, Meschilin, and we begin to say Mash Veruach Moed HaGeshem, B'Musuf Shel Shmini Atzeres. By Musuf Shmini Atzeres, HaShamas Machros Mekoidim, before we begin saying the Shemoneh Esrei, the Shamas announces that we should say Mash Veruach Moed HaGeshem. V'Mloy Hechris, if he did not make such an announcement, ein oimen oisoi betfilas musaf shabalakish, then when we're still davening Shemoneh Esrei, since we never formally heard the announcement of starting to say Mash Veruach Amarid Agoshem, therefore we don't say it until after we hear the Baal Tefillah say it by Chazar Sashatz. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we should have started saying Mash Veruach Amarid Agoshem the night of Shemoneh Esrei. The reason we don't say it by night, we don't begin at night, is because not everybody would attend shul at night. It was dangerous. Not everybody would attend shul at night. By Shachris, we can't start saying Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem, because since the halacha is that we're not supposed to have any interruption between by Birchas Krishma, by Gal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei, so there isn't an opportunity for the Shamas, for the Gabbai, to announce that we're supposed to say Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem. And therefore, We only could start by Shemoneh Esrei by day. The halacha, because of this, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, is that if somebody did say Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem Shemini Atzeres at night or Shemini Atzeres by Shachris, since technically that's where we should have already begun, we don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, V'chol sh'mespal b'yichidus v'bayis, if somebody is davening at home, v'chem b'nei kfarim she'en lo minyan, or people or in the villages where there is no minyan, yamtinu b'tfilas musaf, they should wait to daven musaf, ad ha'shosh b'vadi yispil b'yoros musaf, until when they've already davened certainly musaf in the city, v'az yispalu gam hei musaf, and that's when they should say musaf, v'yamrua, and at that point, he should say Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem. And because of this, says the Tila Ludovit, let's say somebody's davening Shachris late, and he's davening Shachris after the Tzibur davened Musaf, even though it's Shachris or Shmini Atzeres, he should say Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem, because the Tzibur has begun saying it already. And we continue saying it, Ad Musaf Yom Achet Shal Pesach, until the Musaf of the first day of Pesach, then Hainu Shat Tzibur, that means everybody, Gam Shlich Tzibur, Oymen Oysoi, Oy B'Tfil Slachash, that they continue saying Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem by the Shemoneh Esrei. Again, this halacha is only applicable for people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Those who daven Nusach Sfar and say Amarid HaTal, they could say Amarid HaTal already on the first day of Pesach. B'Chazeres Tfil Shlich Tzibur, when the Shlich Tzibur in Nusach Ashkenaz stops saying Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem by Musaf, Poisik Mal Amroi, stop saying Mash Veruach Amarid HaGeshem, Shuv Gamat Tzibur Ein Oim B'Mincha, then when we daven Mincha, we won't say it anymore either. Kivin Shigva Hashem M'Shlich Tzibur, because they heard the Shlich Tzibur in the Chazar Shoshatz, Shapasik Mal Amroi has stopped saying it. Misha Mespal B'Yechidus, and somebody who davens B'Yechidus, he should be careful on the first day of Pesach, Yagdim L'Spal Az Tfilas Musaf, he should daven Musaf at a time where he could be sure, B'chidei Shadayin L'Pasach Shlich Tzibur M'Lom Rabbi Yoris, where the Shlich Tzibur has already not stopped saying it. K'mishu M'Spal, if somebody davens, L'Acha Shekva Pasach Shlich Tzibur L'Om Rabbi Musaf, after the Shlich Tzibur has stopped saying it, Ein Oim Ra'id should not say it anymore. Yesh Oim B'Kayitz, Mash Veruach Amarid HaTal, and as we just learned, that those Nusuch Sfar, that minig is, that in the summer they say Mash Veruach Amarid HaTal, V'yachris Kedah Shabbos, and if that's the minig in that community, so the Shabbos, Kodem Musaf Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, should announce that we're saying Mash Veruach Amarid HaTal, V'az Maschil Lam Gam Kein B'Lachash B'Musaf, then everybody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei should start saying Mash Veruach Amarid HaTal, or just Amarid HaTal, and Paiske Maloimer Amarid HaGeshem, and they stop saying Amarid HaGeshem. There are those that say that if you made a mistake on the first day of Pesach, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because until the whole day passed, if you still say Mashiach Moed HaGeshem, it's b'diavad acceptable. Sibbeis, Tov la'omer Mashiach Moed HaGeshem, if somebody did not say Mashiach Moed HaGeshem, Im niska konish omer Baruch Mechai Mesim, if you remember before you said the Baruch Mechai Mesim, Oimer b'makom sheniskem, you say it where you remember. However, Rak Shlai Bam Tzinyin, it shouldn't be in the middle of something. Kigoyim, after you said the words on the Kaim Manasai, you remember that you didn't say Mashruch Moira Geshem. I'm a Gamkin Lashane offer. Say over, say Kaim Manasai Lashane offer, and then say Mashruch Moira Geshem, etc. Ramrata Yachalam Lagar Mashruch Moira Geshem, he could go back and say Mashruch Moira Geshem, Chalka Chaim. Aval, and Lainuska Allah Hashayim Abrochim Chaim Mason. If you did not realize that you skipped saying Mashiach Moed HaGeshem until after you said the Baruch HaMachayim Mesim, Tzorach Lachs L'Rosh Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'loy Sagi, it is not enough. Shiaskal Ata Giber, that isn't good enough. Because Sholosh Baruch HaRishoynis K'chadach HaShvina L'Anyon Zeh, all first three Baruch HaShemoneh Esrei are considered like one. Shem Sayim HaBaruch Shloike HaHoygen, that if you finish saying Mechayim Mesim and you didn't say it properly, you didn't say Mashvaruch Mayrach Agashem, Tzorach Lachsel Rosh HaTfilah, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Tov B'mav Shal Pesach B'Shachas B'Musaf V'loy Amar, so as we learned before, since on the first day of Pesach, ain't Tzorach Lachsel, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Gimel B'Mekayim Shem B'Kayis Mashvaruch Mayrach Tol Im Tov Amagamkin B'Chayruf. That means in the winter you said Mashiach Moed HaTol instead of saying Mashiach Moed HaGeshem. Im loy nisgad lach Hashem Baruch Ata Hashem. If you remembered after you said Baruch Ata Hashem, goy Baruch Mechayim Mesim, and you finished Mechayim Mesim, v'ein tzorach lach b'shvil hazkaras Geshem. Even though you didn't say Moed HaGeshem, since you said Moed HaTol, it's acceptable. Ach im nisgad shomas Hashem. But if you remembered before you said Hashem's name, Omer, go back. All it means all you said was Baruch Ata Hashem. Go back, B'makom D'Salka. Go back to a place where you could insert the Mashiach Moed HaGeshem. B'makom D'Salka in your Moed HaGeshem. Say, go back and say it. That means you don't have to go back all the way to Mechalkel Chayim. Just say it in a place that it fits in, and then say continue the Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Dalet, Im Tov B'Kayitz, if somebody made a mistake in the summer, V'amim Mashiach Moed HaGeshem, Im Neska Kodesh Shomer Baruch Mechayim Mesim, if he realizes that he made this mistake before he said Mechayim Mesim, Choyzeh Maschel Atagibar, go back to Atagibar. V'ein Zos Medin Chazara, it's not because you have to go back, El Kedei, Shebroch in the keres. We want that what you're saying should be recognizable. Sheinoy Mashruch Moed HaGeshem, that you're not saying Mashruch Moed HaGeshem. How will it be recognizable? By saying an entire paragraph. By saying an entire paragraph and omitting Mashruch Moed HaGeshem, that is enough of a, that is a proof that you're not saying it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to recognize that you're not saying it. Avil Emlein Nisker, if you didn't realize until that you said Mashiach Moed HaGeshem, Adla Achash Yisayim Mechayim Mesim, until after you finished the Bracha Mechayim Mesim, then Choyze L'Rosh HaTfilah, you have to go back to the beginning of davening. But if you said the words Baruch Ata Hashem and you realized that you made a mistake, what you should do is say, instead of saying Baruch Ata Hashem Mechayim Mesim, which will require you now to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, what you should do is say Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, and then say Ata Gibar without saying Mashiach Moed HaGeshem. If somebody said the word Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaye, and he didn't say the word HaMesim, there again, you could go back to Ata Gibar. But once you finish the entire bracha of Mechayim Mesim, even though you haven't yet begun the words Ata Kadosh, Once you finish saying Baruch Ata Hashem Chaya Mesim, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. But the Eved, if you didn't realize that that's what you're supposed to do, and you only went back to At the Gibor, it's acceptable. If you didn't recognize until you said Mechaya Mesim, then the Halacha is Chayzel Rosh HaTfil, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Imloy Amarak Mashva Ruach. If you only said Mashva Ruach, Veloy Amar Mayra Geshem, Ena Mazak Klal, Vam Mechal Kachayim. If the summer, however, that's in the summer. In the winter, however, if you said Mashva Ruach and you didn't say Mayra Geshem, then you have to go back. Saying Mayra Geshem in the winter is absolutely necessary. In Tav Mamarav, or Bishachash Shemana Esrei, Shemini Tzeres V'Amaroi, we said this Halacha earlier, that if by Shachris or Marav or Shemoneh Esrei you said Mashvaruch or Marid Hageshem, even though we only start by Musaf, but since it is Shemoneh Esrei, Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Rosh. Maschil Olam Talam Motor, we begin to say Talam Motor in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, but Tfilas Arvus Yom Shishim Lachat Kufas Tishrei. On the 60th day after Tkufas Tishrei, V'hu B'yom Revi or B'yom Chamishi, either the 4th or 5th of December. V'achsha, but now, as the calendar has changed, it's Chamishi or Shishi, L'chodesh December, the 5th or 6th day of December, and we continue saying it until Pesach. This is in Chutz L'Aretz. But in Etz Yisrael, they begin saying Moirat HaTol on 7th day in Cheshvan, which opens up a few important questions. Number one, it's not just Etz Yisrael, it's the entire region around Etz Yisrael. For example, Syria has the same halach of Etz Yisrael. Now the question is, what happens if someone from Etz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz, or vice versa? What do they do? So the Hilchos Gedolos says that if somebody is in Chutz Laretz, but his family is in Etz Yisrael, he should say Moed HaTol from Zayin Cheshvan like people in Etz Yisrael. The Pre-Chodesh and the Pre-Megodim say it depends. If you intend to go back to Etz Yisrael this winter, you should be given Zayin Cheshvan. If you don't intend to go back this winter, then you should do like the B'nai Chutz Laretz. The Birkei Yosef and others say that we always follow the minig of where you are. So even if you're Ben Etz Yisrael, but now you're in Chutz Laretz, you should start with saying Talam Motor like the B'nai Chutz Laretz, and vice versa, a person from Chutz Laretz who finds himself in Etz Yisrael should do it like an Etz Yisrael. Another question is, if somebody's from Etz Yisrael, and therefore he began saying on Zayin Cheshvan, and now he travels to Chutz Laretz, what should he do? So the Birkei Yosef says he should continue saying the same Talam Motor. However, if he ends up being the Baal Tefillah, and here in Chutz Laretz, we're not saying the same Talam Motor, he, Barabim, should not say the same Talam Motor. A Ben Chutz Laretz that was in Etz Yisrael, and he began saying the same Talam Motor on Zayin Cheshvan, because he was in Etz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshvan, and now he comes back to Chutz Laretz. Some say that he should continue saying it. Once he began, he should continue saying. But some say that he shouldn't, because he really is a Ben Chutz Laretz, who's now in Chutz Laretz, and therefore the halacha is that he should not say the same Talam Motor. And some say that the minig is that he should say, like he, being that he's a Ben Chutz Laretz, he should daven like a Ben Chutz Laretz, but since he began saying the same Talam Motor, he should insert it in the Shema Kaleinu. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sevov, Im Tov Alayam of Talam Motor, if he didn't say the same Talam Motor, Im Niska Kodem Shasayim Abrocha Mavarach Hashanim, if he realized before he finished the Bracha, Oim Hashem, he should say there the same Talam Motor of Bracha, Apnei Adoma, V'sateinu, V'chaisim Kroi, Baruch Ata Hashem Mavarach Hashanim. Vim Lai Niska, but if he didn't realize, Ad Lachash Chosma Bracha, until he finished the Bracha, Mispal Lahalon, he should continue davening, when he says Shema Kaleinu, after say the words Rekam Al Tshivenu, I'm the same Talmud of Vracha Kata Shemeya. Vim Lainiska Vafilam Lainiska as Rak Achsham Barch Ata Hashem. If he didn't realize until he said the word Barch Ata, Kosh Lo Yama Adainis Hashem, as long as he didn't say Hashem's name yet, Yochalim is saying Talmatar, Lavrach, he could say Saint Talmatar, Lavrach Kata Shemeya, and finish the Bracha properly. However, Avalam Lainiska Ad Lachish Sayam Brach Shemei Tefillah, if he only recognizes after he finished the Brach Shemei Tefillah, Chayzer, he goes back, or Mask LeBaruch Aleinu. Vim Lain Niska, and if he didn't realize, Ad LeAchash Amas Pasuk Yil Ratzon, until he said the Brach Yil Ratzon, Chayzer LeRosh Tefillah, he goes back to the beginning of Davening. And the Paiskim suggests that since, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has taught us, we're supposed to say Yil Ratzon twice, this halacha that you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei is only after he said the second Yil Ratzon, not after he said the first Yil Ratzon. The Paiskim have a very serious discussion when people live in the hemisphere of the world where the winter is not, and summer are reversed from us. When should they say the Saint Talmater? Should they follow the Saint Talmater? This is Australia, Argentina. When should they say it? Should they do it according to the seasons of where they live? Would they follow the season of the rest of the world? And it seems that the opinion of most Paiskim is that the halacha, as we're learning here, is that we always start the Saint Talmater in Chutz Laaretz on December 5th or 6th, and that halacha applies to them as well. But they need rain when it's summer by us. And we're not saying the same Talmud then. So what they should do is that they should say the same Talmud during, because they personally need rain. So they should say the Shemoneh Esrei like we do, but they should say the same Talmud during the Shema Kaleinu. The problem with this approach is that they're saying the same Talmud during when it's by them, the summer. So in some places, rain in the summer is common and not a problem. But if they live in an area where rain in the summer is a problem, asking for rain when rain is not good is a very big problem. Tabakait, Siv Sayin, Vama Talmater. If in the summer you said Talmater, Chayzer Maskel Baruch Aleinu, you should repeat Baruch Aleinu. Vimlai Nasker, if you don't realize, Ad Lach Shama, it's a Pasuk Yil Ratzon, until you said the second Yil Ratzon, then Chayzer LeRosh HaTefillah, you go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei.